Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Andy Murphy. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling in favor of conversion therapy is the latest victory in the growing legal and policy movement to limit support and recognition for LGBTQ and Two-Spirit people. State Representative Leish Kozlowski is the first non-binary person elected to the legislature in Minnesota, a state that bans conversion therapy. Kozlowski is from the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, and they maintain that efforts to force others to change their sexual identity violates basic human rights.
This is really about safety, dignity, and basic human rights. And in the same way that, you know, immigrants are not the reason you can't afford a home, poor folks are not the reason that we don't have health care, and trans folks are not the reason that folks cannot afford their lives. And we know that there are folks who are funding a campaign against us. You know, recently the authors of Project 2025 said gender affirming care is bad for all people of all ages, which is absolutely wrong. Couldn't be further from the truth. And their solution is you outlaw it. And so in Minnesota, we are doing everything possible to continue to protect gender-affirming care for youth as well as for adults.
Kozlowski believes the majority of the public supports basic rights for gay and trans Americans. Shelby Chestnut also works in trans advocacy as the executive director of the Transgender Law Center. They are Assiniboine. Chestnut says this decision and a ban on transgender participation in sports deepens exclusion of an otherwise thriving part of society.
What these policies and these rulings have the precedent to do is to further exclude transgender people from public life. But at the same time, we're in all aspects of public life. You know, we have a wide range of people that are elected officials in their state. We have people leading organizations. We have people working in the public health sector, being a community organizer. We are in every aspect of public life, whether state lawmakers or Supreme Courts or state courts want to rule against us. We're here to stay. We're more powerful than we've ever been. So I'm just really hopeful with the ways that I'm seeing transgender leadership sort of take front and center.
Chestnut says they remain encouraged that so many advocates are speaking up at a time that it's needed the most. One of those speaking up is Lenny Hayes, owner and executive director of Tate Topa Consulting, LLC. Hayes says the current legal and political trends require renewed commitment to fostering healing and understanding.
The reality of it is that because of what's happening, I think it just, you know, put a setback with us for 50 years because we've really worked hard to really get our families, our communities to really understand us. And the reality of it is when it comes to Two-Spirit and Native LGBTQ plus people, before colonization, our identity was well honored, well respected, and well loved. And we all played major roles within our tribal communities. And the setback is that a lot of our families, our communities are sort of taking words of the current administration in how they view the population. They're going back to old ideas.
Hayes says the negative political climate has shut off some reliable funding sources and forced many Native organizations that once supported LGBTQ and Two-Spirit people to scale back or eliminate services. Diné transgender advocate Maddie Jim says policy decisions in many places are based more on fear than any desire to improve society.
I'm a Native trans woman who I feel is intelligent, smart. I've gone to school. I live my life. I'm independent. I come from a loving family. I'm an aunt. I'm a sister. I'm a grandmother. I practice my cultural and traditional teachings, and I have a lot of good things in me that executive orders or laws that are being enacted are saying differently. And it's unfortunate that people are believing that and wanting to support that. And some even coming from my own people, like, how could you? We've gone through decades of colonization and trauma, and this is still a part of that.
Jim says that hostility toward LGBTQ and Two-Spirit people by tribes or individuals causes lasting divisions that are unnecessary and take more time and energy to heal. I'm Andy Murphy, and this is Today's Voices.